Welcome to episode 68 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we start wrapping up Dumb Law Week by looking at ridiculous rulings from all around the world. All right, on today's international edition of Dumb Laws, I'm joined by an international person. It's Patrick today.
Indeed. I'm actually an ethnic person, although there's no way you can confirm that.
Yeah, this is radio. For all you know, I could be a Martian. All right, well, today's first international law comes from the state of Morocco. The country of Morocco. And in Morocco, children over the age 12 are prohibited from telling knock-knock jokes.
Well, they are pretty juvenile.
Yeah, jokes. I mean,
I feel like most adults should not allowed to be able to say those.
Now, I wonder if this came around by someone who works at a summer camp or with kids, because I know sometimes at summer camp I get the kids who come in that tell the endless knock-knock joke, and you just want to smack them in the face. And this, I have a feeling whoever did this one is a daycare worker or something. I don't know.
If it was a daycare worker, it would be children under the age of 12 are not allowed to tell such an esteemed joke.
All right, jumping over to Switzerland. In Switzerland, it is illegal to ski down a mountain while reciting poetry.
Well, there goes my summer plans.
I know. I mean, do they have microphones hidden down the thing? So, I mean, you start saying the first word, you know, I wanted gold, and boom, like, the SWAT team pops out, like, they pop out of the snow. They've been hiding for months waiting for someone to actually recite poetry. All right, we're going to hop over to Asia, to Singapore. In Singapore, the sale of bubblegum is illegal.
I've actually had a friend who brought this up.
Really?
It is indeed illegal to own bubblegum in Singapore.
Now, I'm guessing this is because I know the Singaporeans, Singapore people, are obsessed with cleanliness. I know they really, like, if you throw trash, you could get big trouble. So I wonder if this is, you know, going along with that, spitting gum out on the sidewalk.
Boy.
All right. Two laws in France. First of all, between the hours of 8 a.m. and 8 p.m., 70% of music on the radio must be by French artists.
70%.
70%.
So 70% of it will be bad. I'm sorry to anyone who appreciates French.
Sorry to any French listeners out there.
Maybe just give all their indie artists a chance.
Yeah, I mean, it has some merits. I think how we should do this is between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. in the United States, you just can't have any Canadian artists played on the radio. So none of that Justin Bieber.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, we'll keep that up. I'm sorry, Canadians, also. I'm kidding.
Yeah, I'm sorry you got stuck with Justin Bieber. It's unfortunate.
All right, and the last law, international, is from France, and it's that pigs again, we have obsessions with pigs in laws, no pig may be addressed as Napoleon by its owner. I guess Napoleon has a pig complex, I don't know.
Can't be called short, you can't be called a pig.
All right, well that does it for international laws, and once again, Patrick, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to episode 68 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. Don't forget to review the show on iTunes, Zune, or wherever you download it from. And make sure you come back tomorrow for the last day of Dumb Law Week as we look at a state that is an expert in dumb law creation, California.